Chapter 6 Strange Stories Page 75 A. Listening for Understanding. Listen to the report about the Bermuda Triangle. Think about the following questions. Then discuss your answers in pairs or small groups. The Bermuda Triangle.
In 1492, just before he reached land, Christopher Columbus wrote that strange things were happening at sea. His ship's compass wasn't working right, and there were mysterious lights over the ocean. Today, the area that Columbus sailed through is famous because of the hundreds of ships and airplanes that have been lost there. This part of the ocean, which stretches from Florida to Puerto Rico to Bermuda, is often called the Bermuda Triangle. Among the stories that have created a stir is the disappearance of Flight 19. In Flight 19, there were 5 United States Navy airplanes that were on a short and easy training mission. After reporting that the compass on the airplane wasn't working properly, one of the pilots radioed that they were in a jam. There was something wrong with their position. They were lost. Then, the airplanes just disappeared. A rescue airplane was sent out to bring them back, but something happened to that airplane as well. It disappeared along with the others. None of the planes or the 27 men on board were ever found. Another bizarre incident involved a National Airlines passenger flight. Not long before it was supposed to land at Miami International Airport, the flight disappeared from the airport's radar screens. For 10 minutes, the airplane could not be found on radar. But the flight did arrive on schedule. When it landed, the pilot said that out of the blue, a strange fog had appeared and surrounded them for 10 minutes. Even stranger, all the clocks and watches of the passengers and crew were 10 minutes slow. What do you believe? Do you take the stories of airplanes and ships disappearing in the Bermuda Triangle seriously? Some people think that UFOs are responsible. Others say that there are dangerous forces in the Bermuda Triangle and that traveling in that area is playing with fire. Most experts make fun of these ideas, offering other explanations such as bad weather or accidents. However, it is true that thousands of people have disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle. People who say they don't believe it often have to eat their words when they examine the evidence. So, what about you? If someone offered you a cruise through the Bermuda Triangle, would you throw caution to the wind? Would you take a chance? Would you go?
Page 77. D. Choosing the best answer. Listen to each short conversation. Read the sentences below. Choose the sentence that best matches the conversation you heard. Circle A or B. 1.
You know, sometimes kids are not very nice.
I know what you mean. My daughter Catherine has to wear glasses, and some of her classmates call her names.
2.
What happened to Ed? I heard he's in trouble.
He sure is. He was selling expensive jewelry, but some of his customers found out it was fake.
3.
This new product will keep your plants green, even if they don't get any water.
That will be great in places that are hot and dry.
4.
Paul, that test tomorrow is very important. Don't you think you should study for it?
I don't care. I'm going to do something fun tonight.
5.
I heard that Mrs. Graham came to see you. I'll bet that was a surprise.
It was. I hadn't seen her in years, and I certainly wasn't expecting her visit.
6.
Karen's father told her she'd never make any money as a writer.
Really? Last year, her new book sold 1 million copies.
7.
Warren is amazed that you really quit your job. Is it true?
Yes. I kept telling him I would, but he didn't believe me.
8.
The police are busier on holidays because so many people celebrate in dangerous ways.
You're right. For example, a lot of people drink and drive on New Year's Eve.